The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy Ray Allen, producing and engineering the show on the other side of the glass. And together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. Hope the week is off to a good start for you. We are live on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. Of course, we have our worldwide live listening. You can hear our program anywhere in the world as long as you're by a computer at buckmastershow.com, my website, and of course kvoi.com live streams all of our programs 24/7 here on KVOI. 790-2040 is our live line number if you would like or care to join us. Barbie Reuter is with us. Barbie is the president of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services, and she was recently elected the chairperson of the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber Board of Directors. Barbie has been on the board, holding a seat since 2016. She's active in a lot of different groups in the community, giving back any way she can to our community. Barbie, how are you?
I am great, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I want to kind of get up to date on what's going on with the chamber. Recently, there was a retreat. I know the board members got together. What was kind of the message that came out of that, Barbie?
It was a great time for us to gather. It's an annual event for this board, but very timely, and the first time that we have done that retreat under our new leadership. We had, as you know, Mike Varney lead really admirably both the chamber and the community for many years, and he retired last year. We conducted a nationwide CEO search and hired right out of our backyard Amber Smith as our president and CEO. So she and I together, along with a 27-member board, which includes some new members every year, were able to really sit down and look at this time and place and how our mission and values may have changed from the past.
I know Amber is very impressive. We've had her on the program. We need to get her on again to see how she's doing. We had her on, I think she'd only been on board a couple of weeks. And what is, as you and Amber and the board forge ahead here, what are some of these visions that and kind of what you're looking at perhaps changing, Barbie?
Well, I think we can do a better job of communicating to the community how the chamber really serves businesses of every size. We follow what we call the three C's. We're a connector of leaders and influencers. We're a catalyst for business growth, and also more broadly, a champion for a stronger community. And there may be a perception from some that the chamber is really just about big business, and that's really not the case. We all know that small business is the lifeblood of this community, and businesses of different sizes belong and invest in the chamber for different reasons. Small businesses in general want to network, connect, look for new opportunities to drive their business, and the large businesses perhaps want to have a bigger voice in advocacy and in the direction that the community is going.
You've been involved with something called Project Prosperity. What is that?
Project Prosperity has been a multi-year endeavor of the chamber. We are, I think, going to rebrand it, if you will, and look at a 2.0 going forward. But we sat with City of Tucson leadership and community leaders over the course of a couple of years and really tackled some perceptions and some realities about how we could remove barriers to doing business in this community. And Mayor Rothschild and Manager Mike Ortega sat at the table with us and really took an active role in ensuring that a difference was made.
You know, improving air service was a huge goal for the previous President Mike Varney, and I'm sure the chamber it will continue on with that. And there was some good news today out of the Tucson Airport Authority. Allegiant Air will now open up two more nonstop destinations, which on the heels of Frontier coming back to Tucson gives us now nine different airlines serving 22 nonstop destinations. So certainly we're moving in the right direction, correct?
It is such welcome news and very timely, and perhaps a harbinger of more good news to come, but very good for this community, both from a tourism standpoint and from a business standpoint. The more direct nonstops we can have, the more access there is, and good for commerce and good for the community. We support it. Also, there's an initiative that one of our board members, Howard Stewart, has really championed, Fly Tucson First, and is working closely with folks at the Tucson Airport Authority to really help businesses pledge to support air travel out of Tucson.
How has your experience as a commercial broker there at PICOR, heading up PICOR now, and you've been in the business quite a while, how has that influenced the way that you view your perception of what is economic development in Tucson and what should it be?
Oh, I appreciate your asking that. Economic development is so integral to the business that we do. Commercial real estate is really what I would say at this intersection between workplace and workforce. And so economic development, raising the standard of living and the wage base in Tucson, and improving and adding jobs and helping our local businesses expand and grow is really just good for everybody. And so it's really hand in hand with what we do in helping companies with location and investment needs.
And it's been a really, last couple of years have been so very successful for the commercial sector. Do you see that continuing right now?
We absolutely do, and it was on the backs of small business that our turnaround happened. I mean, really, it was small mom and pop shops in the retail sector and manufacturers and distributors in the industrial sector that really built the recovery here. And with that as a foundation, we still are well positioned to attract additional employers, and I think there's a new announcement coming out Friday, so they keep them coming.
Where will that announcement be originating, Barbie?
That is a Sun Corridor announcement. It's a governor's office announcement.
Okay.
And I believe it's 11 o'clock on Friday morning.
Very good. And as far as the Amazon warehouse, that certainly is really a big deal for economic development. And your particular sector, commercial real estate, looking very good, correct?
You know, logistics and last mile delivery is such a growing area. And earlier today, we attended the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Chamberlain Group, and they've expanded their presence here. So certainly that's a growing area as retail reimagines itself in this e-commerce age. It really creates more opportunity for industrial and logistics space.
So under this new leadership, would your message be, Barbie, that the chamber is really open to all, and give us another look if you have not had a good experience and perhaps had not felt welcome, give the chamber a second look? Is that kind of the message I'm hearing?
It is, without a doubt. The opportunities are changing. We can't be all things to all people, but we certainly have expanded our events. If you look at our event calendar, there are multiple networking opportunities every month. The Copper Cactus Awards that celebrate small business in both the for-profit and nonprofit sector are coming up this fall, and that's a big annual event for us. Certainly in election years, we evaluate candidates and help our investors understand ballot initiatives and and candidates. So you'll see more coming out from the chamber on that front as well.
Barbie Reuter. Barbie, thank you very much. Barbie, president of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services. Have that new office over there. Looks really nice on Broadway. And Barbie is also the newly elected chair of the Tucson Metro Chamber Board of Directors. Thank you very much, Barbie.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Barbie Reuter with us on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by our favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery. Steve and the team up there want everyone to know that they're open right now for lunch. Go by, have a sandwich. The bread that sandwich will be delivered to you on is great. Came out of the oven a couple of hours ago. They'll also toss in a free bag of chips if you're so inclined. Mona's northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, Mona's Danish Bakery, is the home of the Danish Kringle. If you don't know what that is, stop by, ask. You will not be disappointed when you take a bite out of that Kringle. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com, a link to Mona's Danish Bakery, and all of our great sponsors on our show. We'll be right back with Shelley Fishman. Thumbs up or down? Thumb is up. Market looking good. Be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. During the noon hour Wednesday, a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilwoman Regina Romero. Also a preview of the new Arizona Theater Company season. The program is Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's voice, we have anywhere in the world live streaming podcasts and our show archive at buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And what say I consult, and we consult right now with Shelley Fishman. And Shelley, I love Tuesdays that have good news from the market, and actually
we've been having a lot of those lately.
We've been having three in a row here. Friday was great, up 400. Yesterday around 100, up another 100 or so. So today, we're moving forward.
Yeah, we are. We're actually just crawling out of the correction that we had at the beginning of February. So we're now back at the highs that we experienced right in the first month of the year. And there's no reason to believe that the market will not proceed according to corporate earnings and the general optimism in the country about the state of the economy.
We've been talking near-term changes in the economy over the last two or three Tuesdays here with you, Shelley. Why don't we maybe pick up on that?
Well, and that's kind of the downside of all of this is that the And I always have to emphasize that the stock market is not the economy. The stock market is somewhat of a leading indicator of the economy. And it's a reflection of investors' anticipation of what the economy may do, mostly over the next 12 or 15 or 18 months. It is very difficult for people who want to price stocks to make an evaluation of where the economy is going to go, where the stock prices will go much further out than that. So in a business environment, a corporate business environment, that goes from quarter to quarter in terms of measuring itself and providing forward-looking guidance for investors, the stock market, unfortunately, over the past probably 20 years, has become more and more, and I use this word advisedly, short-sighted in terms of how it evaluates where certain equities will be priced during the likely time period of that investment.
But is it a snapshot of the economy at any particular time?
It is not.
There you go. That's a perception that a lot of people have.
Right. People think if the stock market's doing well, the economy is doing well, mm-hmm. or if investors are optimistic about what might happen over the next couple of quarters, they're also optimistic about not only what the macro economy might do, but also how their lives within that macro economy are going to be affected. And those are two very different things and really do need to be separated when you give analysis, and when you talk, for instance, as I do to clients on a daily basis, one of the questions I always ask is, how do you think the economy is doing, and how do you think that's going to reflect on investments? And people kind of scratch their heads because they're coming to understand that even though the market is doing well and they want to participate in that, that there are some dark clouds on the horizon, some of them, simply cyclical. We're in right now the longest bull market in history. I think if we come out of this quarter ahead, as it looks like we will, this is now equal to or just in excess of the bull markets of the 1990s. So
eight to ten years?
9 years.
Nine years.
So that says at some point there's going to be a reversal. That's just the physics of markets, okay? Don't know when. If I could predict exactly when, I'd know exactly how to be a billionaire. But we know there's going to be some reversals. The things that discourage at least my clients is, number one, the dislocations in trade deals and just in the way we are treating our allies and our allies are treating us right now, tariff picture, the idea that that literally two generations, almost three generations of accumulated wisdom on how the United States exerts its leadership in the world, that those are being questioned seriously and kind of made topsy-turvy by this president and his administration. So that's a source of concern. The other two things that I can't blame this president for, though he's not doing anything to fix it, are the two things we've talked about over the past couple of weeks. The growing disparity between the upper classes, the top 10% of earners, and everybody else, and how the growth in GDP, even if it is going to be a little bit better this year than maybe we anticipated, all of that growth is going to the top 10% of earners. That the rest of the middle class and even those people who would be considered among the lowest earners in the economy are really not enjoying the benefits of that growth, the increased growth in the economy.
Stagnation of the middle class.
It's a stagnation, and it's been going on since 1980. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that at some point the middle class runs out of money to spend. Mm-hmm. Now, what's been happening, of course, is prices come down. One of the benefits of global trade is that the things that we use every day, the things that we eat every day, all of that benefits from the lower costs of production that we see when we pick and choose the things that we want to produce here in this country and the things we want to import. So the prices of cars have not gone up much. The prices of food have come down. The prices of petroleum now is going up, but has, if you take a look at where the price of gasoline, for instance, has been over the past decade, it's a pretty flat line. Certainly you can take a look at durables, washing machines, television sets, the things that we entertain ourselves with. Those have been pretty flat. We're seeing some inflation now, inflation running at about 2.5%. The ability of the middle class to continue to fuel this economy with purchases is
It's on shaky ground. It is.
The other thing, of course, is climate change. Mm-hmm. Climate change, you know, it can seem to be good for the economy in some ways because every time you get a disaster and we have to recover from that disaster, we spend money. Yeah. And that money goes to the private sector to fix things.
Yeah.
The problem is, where does the money come from? And increasingly that money is coming from essentially the public sector, which means our deficits are becoming greater and greater. And eventually that is, you know,
the sustainability of that is
questionable.
Yes.
Now, at the federal level, we can print money, mm-hmm. and hope that that doesn't create inflation. At the state and local level, they can't print money. They've got to borrow it. And so that's real problems with the economy. And going forward, those problems, which we had looked, you know, out maybe 5 or 10 years, those problems have closed in on us now. And so when my clients ask me, what do I think about the economy, I say right now the indications from the corporate world are good. The stock market is something you want to continue to be participating in. But longer term, we have to keep our eyes wide open.
All right. Richard has called us. Richard, what's on your mind, sir?
I wanted to ask Shelley historically what happened to us. Back in about the 80s, it used to be that a company was in business to make a profit. If you own the stock and the stock went up, it was the benefit of that company making a profit. But something changed, and companies became in business for the stockholders only, just to raise the stock price up. What happened, Shelley?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with your premise, but let me talk to kind of
quickly,
the overall
please.
Thing. Quickly, we're running out of time here. But companies today still have a primary responsibility to make profits for their stockholders. That's the primary responsibility. There's lots of ways to do that. One of the ways they can do that is to sell the stuff that they make. Another way to do that is to use finance to buoy or bolster the price of that stock, for instance, with stock buybacks. Now, that benefits the biggest stockholders in that company. We've seen a lot of that with this tax reform. But stockholders, or rather companies, deal with many constituents, and those constituencies are certainly the shareholders, certainly the customers, certainly the communities that they live in, and their suppliers. So the more forward-looking companies take a look at all of those stakeholders in their business and try to balance the needs of all of those stakeholders, whereas some companies, of course, take a very narrow view of it and say, my job as chief executive of this company is to raise the stock price. Those things are constantly at battle with each other, and your observation, Richard, that battle is going on is a very clever one. Thank you.
All right, and just to cover our Facebook friends, a Facebook friend wants you, I guess in one word, if you could summarize the economy of Venezuela, what would you say?
Oh, that's a bleeping disaster.
How about, I've got one for you. Basket case?
It's a basket case, and the inflation down there is at a point that is even making the 1920s inflation in Germany look tame.
All right. A week from today, I will be up in Alaska, and Tuesday's Shelley's Day, and we're going to – your show, while I was in the Bahamas in May, was so good with our friend James Reel.
Right.
We're going to re-air it next Tuesday.
Oh, that's a great show. We had a lot of
fun. What was the show, if you could – What we
did is we took a look at popular music, mm-hmm. and James, of course, is a music expert, mm-hmm. popular music, and took a look at how that popular music is derived from classical music. And we gave some examples, some that you would kind of expect.
The Doors.
Yeah, The Doors and Billy Joel and his absolute, you know, the lifting of classical themes directly note for note and how they've made some of those classical things into popular music. And I had a blast. I know some of the feedback from some of the people listening.
Very good.
It was good. I'm really looking forward to rehearing that show.
Pop with classical roots.
There you go.
All right. Shelley, have a great week. Thank you very much.
You too. Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Experience the new era of Arizona football. New coach Kevin Sumlin, lower season and individual game ticket pricing, new stadium amenities and concession options, more pride of Arizona, and a new stadium announcer. Plus, explosive plays on the field that will create lots more fireworks. Go to ArizonaWildcats.com/FB for tickets or call 621-CATS. That's ArizonaWildcats.com/FB or 520-621-CATS.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on celebrity cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, how about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico? We send a lot of the Buckmaster Show listeners over there, and they all come back say the same thing. Bill, I had a terrific time. It's only about a three-hour drive from the Metro Tucson area. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. That's the starting place. Before you go, you'll find all the great places to stay and the many recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Additional support comes from Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things for all of your gardening needs and all of the great merchandise now that they have from Mexico and Latin America. Zocalo is now housed over at Green Things on their 13 acres. And go to greenthingsaz.com for more information. Let's go on the live line to downtown Tucson and Pima County Department of Environmental Quality Senior Program Manager Beth Gorman is with us. Beth, how is your week going so far?
Oh, so far it's going really good, especially getting that great rain that we've been getting, the cloud cover as I'm looking out my window. It's just wonderful. I hope we get more rain today.
It's been a rather problematic summer, though, for air quality, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And a little background information on that. In 2015, after reviewing all the health studies, the EPA decided to make the ground level ozone standard more protective of public health. And so in 2017, then they looked at all of the data from all over the air quality control districts all over the country and went through and decided which areas met that new standard and which areas didn't meet that standard. And in April of this year, the EPA officially designated the Pima County region as being in attainment of that new standard. But then that was before this summer.
Right. Then what happened?
Yeah, so this summer and especially earlier this month, we had a string of bad days and, you know, bad air days where we did record a violation of this new, more protective health standard for ground level ozone. Now, at this point, we don't know when the EPA is going to go back through and look at all the data from all the air quality control districts and redesignate us. And, you know, if they do that, then we would be designated as non-attainment of that ozone standard.
What does it mean for us? I mean, how serious is this?
Well, I mean, it could mean that if we don't come up with a good plan on and that's approved by EPA, that where we work together with the community and with stakeholders to come up with a plan to reduce these emissions that cause this pollutant. And if EPA rejects that plan, doesn't approve that plan, there's a possibility that they could withhold highway funds for construction. But that's pretty rare that they do that, but that is a possibility.
Well, in the meantime, no one wants to breathe unhealthy air like they've been having up in Seattle, Vancouver, British Columbia. My goodness, people say they've never, ever seen air quality like that in Seattle the last couple of days from fires in British Columbia. Well, luckily we don't have that issue, but no one wants to breathe any kind of unhealthy air. So what can we do on a regular basis to reduce air pollution?
Well, it's not that hard, and everybody can do something. And in our particular community, the major source of these emissions that form this pollutant, but also other pollutants, is our motor vehicle use. And there's lots of different things that we can do related to our motor vehicles that are going to reduce emissions. And one of the big ones is to refrain from idling your vehicle. And, everybody can do that. They can just, instead of going through drive-thrus and just, standing in line with those emissions coming out of the tailpipe, you could park and go inside. Or if you're in a parking lot, do what you need to do inside the building and then come out. When I'm in the parking lot a lot, I see a lot of people that are in their cars and the engines are going. But, that's something that if we know about and we think about, we can break that habit and refrain from, putting that pollution into the air.
And you've talked a lot about this on our program, and I'm trying to do this at least once a month by checking the tire pressure. And it's amazing how much it varies over that month to month.
Right, sure, and especially when there's a temperature change. But it's a good thing to do even if you have a sensor in your vehicle because the sensors, sometimes they're not that sensitive, and the tire can be as much as 30% low. So your tires are going to last much longer, and you're going to use less gasoline. And it's also a safety issue as far as braking if your tires are properly inflated. So that's always a really good thing to do, is try to check your tire pressure about once a month. And then other things that we always talk about is just trying to drive less. You could arrange a carpool, calling the store ahead of time to make sure that they have the product that you're looking for, and then thinking about your day, planning ahead, and combining your errands all in one trip. And all of that's going to help us and help our air quality.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that, rather than worry about doing all of the, rather than worry about splitting up errands on Saturday errands, and then there's some that are left over on Sunday, trying to do a little pre-planning and get it all done and then not have to worry about it on Sunday.
Right, yeah, and that cuts down on the amount of gasoline you use going back and forth to and from your house, and it's better for the air.
How about kids back in school?
Yeah, so back to school, these things you can do all year long. When you buy school supplies, something that you can do, right now is try to buy supplies that are made from recycled materials. There's an issue right now. I think people are starting to hear about it, that China is not accepting as many of our recyclables as they used to. So we kind of have a glut. So if we can close that loop by buying things that are made out of recycled materials, then that's really going to help. And then other things we can do is, and this is a big one, I see people with their plastic water bottles all over the place. Get a reusable container, and you can get those for your kids too to put in their lunch boxes, and then that way that it reduces waste, and we don't have to recycle it, so it doesn't have to get into that system where it's not being recycled because we don't have a market for it anymore. So that's a great way to reduce waste, is to use reusable containers.
I see a lot of you were talking about engine idling. You see a lot of that as folks are waiting to pick up the kids at school.
Oh, I know. And think about that. Yeah. I mean, we've got 30, 40, 50, however many cars, and the engines are going. And where is that pollution going? It's staying right there, concentrated in the parking lot, where when the little kids come out and they're, you know, their little noses and are closer to that tailpipe than anybody else's, but there's that concentration of air pollution right there in the school campus. So we're really trying to get people to think about not doing that and just parking, try to find a shady spot to go to, turn the engine off, and don't force those kids to breathe that polluted air.
So the summer rains, we always look forward to that. We've had a pretty productive summer rainy season, a.k.a. monsoon. The air has cleaned up, hasn't it?
Yeah, so far. And the other thing that happens, that would be particulates, basically, that would be cleaned out of the air, and then the soil would be stabilized by the moisture and the humidity that's in the air. And that's always good. And then if the soil's not disturbed, then the dust won't come up as easily when there's some winds. But the pollutant that we were talking about, the ground-level ozone, it's related to sunlight and the strength of the solar radiation. So now that we've passed, you know, the summer solstice, the sun's coming up a little bit later. You've probably noticed that in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have as many hours of sunlight. So that's helping too. And then, of course, if everybody can do a little something to reduce the amount of driving that they're doing, that's going to help also.
Okay, Beth Gorman, always a pleasure. Where can people find out more on your website?
Sure, they can go to our website, pima.gov/DEQ, which stands for Department of Environmental Quality, and just look for the information on air quality.
Thank you, Beth. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Back. It is the Buckmaster Show, Tuesday edition, the 21st of August. This week's Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the greatest love of all, the Whitney Houston Story. That's Saturday, September the 1st, touring internationally since 2013. This concert replicates all of Whitney's great fan favorites and chart toppers. Tickets start at just $24 to see Belinda Davids perform Whitney Houston's material. Then on Thursday, September 20th, see Australian Pink Floyd performing Time, 30 years of celebrating Pink Floyd, critically acclaimed tribute show. The music of Pink Floyd is delivered note for note, performed by a professional band of musicians. The concert includes a stunning light and laser show, video and film, and of course, an oversized inflatable pig. See the band performing at David Gilmour's 50th birthday celebration, Australian Pink Floyd. To view the full schedule of events and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Visit Tucson's Dan Gibson. Dan, are you a fan of Pink Floyd?
Not particularly.
Okay. All right.
But it'll be a great show. I've seen a couple of those like big scale tribute acts before, and they really do give you the full experience. You know, if you missed them back in the day, the 70s or early 80s, you know, you get the whole thing. And then a more intimate experience than you would expect.
And even my generation, back to the 60s, some of these great tribute shows. Dan, what's on the arts calendar this week?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Bill. Tucson Museum of Art, which has really, up to their programming game, is really great stuff there all the time. But more recently, I think, you know, sort of post their renovation and expansion, they've dropped a lot of really great stuff happening. The Arizona Biennial is happening right now on Thursday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. This is this forthcoming Thursday. Marlo Cantney, I'm probably getting that wildly wrong, one of the artists from the Arizona Biennial, he's a pictorial weaver. Actually, the work that he has there is really incredible. Totally wildly different idea of what you think about weaving. He's going to be talking about the intersection of contemporary imagery and its traditional techniques. That's at 6 p.m. There's a cash bar, but it's free for members and pay what you wish for non-members. It really should be an exciting time to hear Mr. Cantney talk about his work, because it really is stunning. If you haven't seen the biennial, you have to get over there to check it out.
Dan, do you know how long the biennial will be up for?
I should know that,
yeah,
but I don't.
Anyway,
go today. I mean, I think now would be good to go.
Well, the whole remodeling of the Tucson Museum of Art has taken that area to another level, hasn't it?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, what they're doing there is remarkable. And the biennial, which runs through September 16th, I just looked up, is a really great show. It's stunning what Arizona artists are doing right now. And I don't think people always think of Arizona as the sort of art capital, but we do have incredible people working here.
Okay, so that's into the visual arts. What else?
What about a little bit of music and comedy at the Tucson Convention Center, August 26th, that's this Sunday at 7:30 p.m., Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Ooh.
Two people with the word Martin in their name, but also legendary comedians and musicians, is titled An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life, which is also featuring the Steep Canyon Rangers, which is Steve Martin's bluegrass band. They'll be performing music, they'll be doing stand-up, film clips, musical numbers, and even just like some conversation about their time in show business. I think you can be assured that this will be hilarious, but tickets are available. There are still tickets available. They run from $53 to up to $173 if you want. I think you get a handshake from Martin Short with that.
Ooh, very cool.
I don't know if that's true. I can't promise that. But it's this Sunday, really incredible show. And one of those things that you're like, wow, that's coming to Tucson? Yes, it is.
What else is on our late summer calendar, Dan Gibson?
Next Thursday, this gives you something to look forward to, Thursday, August 30th. One of my favorite movies of all time is showing at Cinema La Placida, which, contrary to its name, is not in La Placida anymore because there is no La Placida, but at the Tucson Museum of Art. Night of the Hunter, starring Robert Mitchum and Shelley Winter.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Lillian Gish is in it. It's really one of my, like, I think one of the most frightening movies of all time, super disconcerting, directed by Charles Laughton. Great music in it as well. Robert Mitchum's, like, one of his finest roles. That's $3 per person, which includes popcorn, Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. Also, drink specials. So you make a whole evening of it down there.
And again, the location?
It's at the Tucson Museum of Art in their plaza.
Okay. We've got time for a couple more, Dan.
All right. I'm ready for it. Rodrigo E. Gabriella. How do you feel about flamenco?
Oh, I love flamenco.
Oh, you would love Rodrigo E. Gabriella. They are from Mexico. They used to be like metal guitarists, but now they play acoustic guitar. They play some songs that you're probably familiar with, some covers of like some Metallica songs, some Led Zeppelin stuff, but also just incredible classical guitar players. They every time they come through the Rialto, it's one of those things that people are like talk about for a while because they're just amazing musicians. That's this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Rialto. Tickets available. You go to Ticketfly.com. You'll find it. It'll be fine. But they are a remarkable group. My wife and I saw them a million years ago at Coachella, and they're still just these incredible percussive, evocative musicians.
Guess who's coming to the Rialto?
Who?
One of my favorite performers. It's November, but the tickets are on sale, and they'll be going pretty darn quickly. Mr. Todd Rundgren is coming to Tucson.
My wife is super excited about that show. She's on this like crazy Todd Rundgren thing right now.
I can understand that one.
I know. It's really like a crazy thing. I can't remember that song I heard that he played the marimbas on the other day, and I'm like, the marimba solo is by Todd Rundgren. I'm like, wait, what? He's all over the place.
He is.
Incredible musician.
Talented
guy. I think it's like
an
unexpected evening or something like that with Todd Rundgren.
And
that is a sure sellout.
People harkens back to kind of my generation, late 60s, so this guy's been around a long time, but he still gets better with age, like a fine wine. Okay, Dan, give me another one, buddy.
I'm ready. Okay, so I would recommend at the Loft, coming up, starting the first one's Thursday, August 23rd, they're running a series of films for the Ingmar Bergman Centennial. Mm-hmm. Ingmar Bergman, obviously the Swedish director, one of the most renowned directors of all time. They'll be showing Scenes from a Marriage, which is actually a theatrical cut and a brand new digital restoration. And then every Thursday after that, they'll be having another Bergman film from Fanny and Alexander. I'm trying to think what the other one was. It's all the Bergman films that you know and love. I don't know. Maybe if you don't know Bergman, really great films, like beautifully shot, totally evocative, emotional films. Great programming lately at the Loft in general, but the Bergman thing is one of those things you should mark on the calendar. So mark off all your Thursdays.
And our monthly visit with you, always we like to round it out because of your tourism connection. How would you characterize the summer so far? How'd it go?
Actually, really strong. We've been doing a lot of work in Phoenix, trying to bring more Phoenicians down here. The hotel performance has been great. I just got back earlier today from the airport, where two new direct flights were announced today, coming in November on Allegiant, a brand new airline to the Tucson airport. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to go to Vancouver, direct flights to Bellingham, Washington, which is about 30 minutes from Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And then Provo, Utah, both of them are two times a week daily. Two flights a week, one flights a day. But great new deals actually too. I think you can go to Bellingham for $59 each way if you buy your tickets now.
That's good news.
So 2 weeks ago, Frontier came in, so like a lot of incredible news at the airport, which is always a good sign that people are wanting to come here.
Here you go, 9 airlines to 22 destinations. I already updated my Tucson International Airline spot, one of our great sponsors.
I can only assume there'll be another airline in 2 weeks. This is the pattern we're
I'll have to update that in a couple of weeks. Dan Gibson, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, presenting local favorite Tony Kishman in Live and Let Die, the music of Paul McCartney. That is Saturday, September the 22nd. This, of course, is a full multimedia experience featuring a four-piece band led by Tony, who is a veteran of the Broadway hit Beatlemania. So tickets start there at $25 to enjoy all of the hits, and there's a lot of them, of course, from the Beatles catalog and from Paul McCartney's solo works. Then on the 24th of September, the Fox welcomes Grammy winner Macy Gray, America's first. Fell in love with Macy when she released the 1999 hit single, I Try. So that show is coming up on September the 24th. Lots going on at the Fox Tucson Theater. The Fox is constantly adding new shows, so it's best to check out the full schedule of events and, of course, to purchase tickets by visiting foxtucson.com. Our thanks to the Fox, one of our great sponsors. I'm so proud and honored to have such a great lineup of sponsors like the Fox. All right, coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw. Our local programming continues here from 4 to 6. Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9 tomorrow morning. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you. Rahina Romero will be with me in studio tomorrow for our newsmaker interview. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.